Next year, AFN turns 60 years old. It was formed to fight for land claims, culminating in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. ANCSA created Native corporations to manage land and wealth. It was far from perfect, but each year, AFN works to improve upon the outcomes.
At AFN, the one unifying factor for us is protecting our way of life.
A way of life that AFN's co-chair, Joe Nelson, says has been threatened by federal cutbacks and new policies that affect Native lands. AFN delegates had hoped to talk directly with Trump administration cabinet members, who, along with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, were scheduled to speak at the gathering, but the federal shutdown has prevented them from traveling to Alaska. Their speeches will now be virtual. Not the same as FaceTime, but Nelson says the work will go on regardless.
But we're going to gather as we do as Native folks, start beating our drums, just working together united.
This year, AFN delegates have almost 100 resolutions to consider. Many of them address protecting the hunting and gathering of wild foods or subsistence. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.